Yeah, just hang on a second. I'm almost ready to go. I'm excited. It should be a good party. Oh. Oh, shit. Why is that door open? You are not supposed to see that. I can explain. It's a magic circle. Those are sigils and incense and, yeah, candles. Well, yes, the explanation is that I am a witch and I am casting a spell. God, it sounds ridiculous when I say it like that. I know we've known each other for years and I trust you, but you can't be too careful. Thank you for understanding. Wait, did you, enter the circle? You did. No, it's fine. I can restart the rite and you didn't know any better. Let's get going. Wait, what are you holding? That's the amulet that was in the center of the circle. You picked it up. Why? It just felt like the right thing to do. Oh my God. Okay. Oh shit. Don't panic. No, everything is fine. But maybe you should sit down for a few hours. Yeah, I know we'll miss the party, but. Oh, jeez, listen. Please trust what I'm going to say. This shit works. And I honestly have no idea what it's going to do to you since you weren't involved in the casting and you kind of just disrupted the working and took the focus. I am most definitely not joking. Well, yes, now I do feel like maybe I should have shared my predilection for magic with my best friend at an earlier time. I am so sorry. No, I'm sure it won't actually harm you. Probably. Look, I was helping out Jessica, okay? Yes, sad Jessica. I wish you wouldn't call her that. It's not nice. She's just really unlucky with men. What was I doing? Well, it was a love amulet, so she could get with Simon. I know that sounds pretty unethical, but. No, I'm pretty sure it's not going to make you get with Simon. Or Jessica. It doesn't work like that. Well, basically, it's very specific. It makes someone who identifies as a man fall for the last person who identifies as a woman who touched it. And since Jessica wasn't the last one, you wish. Oh. Oh, fuck. No. No, everything is fine. You shouldn't worry. Well, maybe you should worry a little bit. I was the last one to touch it. But it'll be okay. It doesn't really control you or anything. It just influences you in some ways, makes some feelings stronger. No, you can trust me. I've done this before. Well, I helped Amy and Jin hook up. Two stable, normal people like us. And they're fine, right? What are you talking about? That didn't backfire. They're going strong. Pretty healthy relationship, if I do say so myself. Why should I check Amy's Facebook? Okay, I'm doing it. She says that she dumped him because he wanted to have a lot of public sex. Huh. That's not like him. And then he stalked her and was arrested? Holy shit. He made bail. They got back together. The last status is she's pregnant and they're running away to join a cult. When did all this happen? Last week? Well, Look, they are both very different people than us. That's what matters here. Well, see, it doesn't control anyone. It just brings out true feelings and makes any attraction between the two people stronger. a lot stronger. But see, we're safe from that. If there's nothing there, then there's nothing to, you know, enhance. So I'm sure that we're fine. But maybe we should just lay everything out on the table, just to reassure ourselves. Okay, so confession time. I am pretty attracted to you. Yeah, I mean, I find you sexy. Very sexy. I sometimes think about you when I touch myself. And I smell you when you aren't paying attention. I know it's weird. I can't help myself. I was actually going to try to suggest that we move from friends to with benefits tonight. But hey, nothing to worry about, because that's just me, right? It'll spike my feelings, but it won't have any emotions from you to react with, so... Hey, why are you sweating? You're attracted to me? Like, how attracted? And for how long? Wow. That's amazing. I'm so happy. Well, yes, I guess it is terrible news as far as the spell is concerned, but hey, at least we're in this together, right? Look, I think you need to stay here, so I can keep an eye on you. And I can work on something to, you know, remove the amulet's influence. Sound good? Okay, you just sit on the couch, and I'll sit next to you and read. You can watch Netflix or whatever. What do you mean, what am I doing with my hand? Obviously, I'm rubbing your dick through your pants. I want you nice and hard so you can fuck me, right? Oh shit, I am so sorry, I didn't mean to. Look, I'll just sit way over here on the opposite end of the couch so I can't reach you. There, that should be fine. Not that I'm complaining, but I can't possibly read while you are kissing my neck and feeling up my tits like that. Oh god, I don't think we're safe to be together right now. Why don't you go to your home, which is far away, and I'll stay here in my home. And we'll just wait this out until we go back to being just really repressed best friends. Sound good? Good. I'm glad you agree. So, let's just start by... Oh, God. You're a really great kisser. Fuck. I think we should just see where this takes us. What could go wrong? Wow, you're just stripping down right away. Wow. Yeah, I've wondered about what you look like naked. It's really great. A plus. And I really love that big, hard cock. Oh boy, I'm just saying whatever comes into my mind now. You're just going to start taking my shirt off. That's... Oh wow, that's nice, actually. Where did you learn to take a girl's bra off that fast? No, I don't want to know. Why did you stop? Oh, you really think I'm that pretty? I never really thought so. You have to keep going now. Take my jeans off. And my panties. I want... I want you to see all of me. I wouldn't have planned it this way, but I'm really happy right now. I don't care if it's magic or not. I love you. Hey, so I'm sitting down and you're standing up. Will you let me suck your cock for a little bit? Good. Don't make fun, but I thought about this a lot. What you would taste like? The noises you might make. It's nice. It's nice. It's like you taste like you smell. Manly, but cling. I really can't get it up. I'm really not very good at this, I know, but I'm going to try and deep throat you. Apologies in advance if I throw up a little. No, you don't. You're coming in me. I've waited as long as I can for this. No second thoughts. You aren't leaving this apartment until your cum is inside me. Yes, maybe I am a little bossy, but we're enchanted, and I'm taking advantage of this opportunity while it lasts. Lie down. I'm riding you. I know you like it when the girl's on top. Isn't it good to fuck your friend when she knows what you need? No, I'm not stopping. I just wanted to take in the sight of you. Oh, your eyes are so hungry for me. Your cock so ready. I never thought that you'd ever react that way to me. I'm so plain. Oh, wow. No one's ever said anything like that about me before. You're definitely coming hard tonight. Oh. Fuck. Fuck, yes. Fuck. It's fine. Put your hands where you want them. Oh, fuck. That's it. On my breast. Harder. Hard as you want, baby. It's okay. I want your marks on me when I'm done. Do you like that? Do you like the idea of looking at my naked body and seeing that you own me? Fuck, I'm getting close. No, don't worry about that. Just fill me up, please. Yes, fuck. Yes. I just really need you to come in me, okay? I need to feel you love me. Please. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. You feel so good. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, wow. I guess we blew straight past friends with benefits to lovers, huh? No, I'm not sad either. I'm a little worried, though. No, I have plan B for that. I meant about the spell. What if it keeps making us do things to each other? Well, no. I guess I would do pretty much anything for you. What about you? Yay, I'll get the strap on. Don't worry, boo. I'll be gentle.